Matthew, chapter 20. And he said also to the disciples, There was a certain rich man, who had a steward, and the same was accused to him that he was wasting his goods. And he called him, and said to him, What is this that I hear of you? Render the account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. And the steward said to himself, What shall I do, seeing that my Lord takes away the stewardship from me? I don't have strength to dig, I am ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that, when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. And calling to him each one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much do you owe to my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, Take your bond, and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He says to him, Take your bond, and write 80. And his Lord commended the unrighteous steward because he had done wisely, for the sons of this age are for their own generation wiser than the sons of the light. And I say to you, make to yourselves friends by means of the mammon of unrighteousness, that, when it will fail, they may receive you into the eternal tabernacles. He who is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and he who is unrighteous in a very little is unrighteous also in much. If therefore you haven't been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you haven't been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No man can serve as a slave to two masters, for either he will hate the one, and love the other, or he will hold to one, and despise the other. You can't serve as a slave to God and mammon. And the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they scoffed at him. And he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but God knows your hearts, for that which is exalted among men is disgusting in the sight of God. And being asked by the Pharisees, When the kingdom of God comes, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God does not come with observation. If therefore they will say to you, Look, he is in the wilderness, don't go forth, look, he is in the inner chambers, don't believe it. For as the lightning comes forth from the east, and is seen even to the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man, wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. And he arose from there and comes into the borders of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and multitudes come together to him again, and, as he was accustomed, he taught them again. And Pharisees came to him, and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? Trying him. And he answered and said to them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses allowed to write a bill of divorce, and to divorce. But Jesus said to them, For your hardness of heart he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of the creation, male and female he made them. For this cause will a man leave his father and mother, and will stick to his wife. And the two will become one flesh, so that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let man not separate. And in the house the disciples asked him again of this matter. And he says to them, Everyone who divorces his wife, and marries another, commits adultery. Then there were brought to him little children, that he should touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Allow the little children to come to me, and don't forbid them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever will not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he will in no way enter in it. And as he was going forth into the way, one ran to him, and knelt to him, and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? None is good but one, God. You know the commandments, do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother. And he said to him, Teacher, all these things I have observed from my youth. And Jesus looking on him loved him, and said to him, One thing you lack, go, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But his countenance fell at the saying, and he went away sorrowful, for he was one who had great possessions. And Jesus looked around, and says to his disciples, How hardly will those who have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus answers again, and says to them, Children, how hard it is to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were exceedingly astonished, saying to themselves, Then who can be saved? Jesus looking on them says, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. Peter began to say to him, Look, we have left all, and have followed you. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no man who has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or lands, for the sake of me, and for the sake of the good news. But he who will receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brothers, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first."